Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. But I want you to understand this morning, as I usually say, good morning America, it is possible to have a blessed day. Good morning friends all over the world. I want you to understand that it is very, very possible to have a blessed day. If I may ask you this morning, how did you start your morning? Did you start it with anger? Did you start it with discouragement? Did you start it with last night workload? I will really want you to start it with smile. I'm commanding you this morning to smile and laugh out loud. Laugh out loud. And as you laugh out loud, you begin to see blessings upon blessings coming upon your life. In John Gospel chapter 63, John Gospel chapter 16 verse 33, this is what the Bible says. Jesus was saying this to his disciples. He said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Is that not enough for you to smile this morning? God or Jesus himself said he has overcome the world for you. He has overcome your problems for you. He has overcome that problem that is giving you pains. He said, be of good cheer. Just know you are not alone. That's the first thing you need to understand this morning. If you take it into your mind, if you take it into your heart, if it dwells in there, I want you to say your day will be blessed. You won't allow, you won't be so quick to anger. Maybe quick to anger. You are angry for petty things. I want you to grow spiritual. I want you to grow above those petty things that comes to be a problem to you. Those people that come in to make you get mad every time, makes you get sad. So if you begin to train yourself in this exercise, you see that your day will be so blessed. Your day will be so good, so faithful, because it is God that owns it. Jesus said that, "Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world." So your world has been overcome. Every situation in your life, that sickness, that problem has been overcome. Jesus has overcome it for you. So what do? Just smile and laugh out loud this morning. Laugh out loud to friends. You know, come on, feel free. Even to your enemy, when they see you laugh, they have more problems. You know that? Because your enemy is, the intention of that sickness is that you should be sad. But when he sees you smile, laugh, that means you have a greater power. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Let's just spend some time. I have something to read in this book for you before, if we have time, then I can bless you with a word from the Bible. This is from Success Through Positive Mental Attitude. Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude by Napoleon Hill. I just want to read this place for you. I just believe that you can get something out of it. So just let's read it together. It's in that chapter 1. He said, "Meet the most important living person." Then he went down and said, "Meet the most important living person." Somewhere in this book you will meet him. So suddenly, surprisingly, and with a shock of recognition that will change your whole life. When you do meet him, Napoleon Hill is the one that is saying all these things. When you do meet him, you will discover his secret. You will discover that he carries with him an invisible talisman with the initial PMA emblazoned on one side and an NMA on the other side. Embezzle. Okay, let's see what he says here. He's talking about the positive mental attitude and the negative mental attitude. That if you have the positive mental attitude, if you have the positive mental attitude, you live a life of success. You live a life of greatness. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? So just get something out from this writer from Napoleon Hill. He said, the invisible talisman has two amazing powers. He has the power to attract wealth, success, happiness, and health. And he has the power to repel these things. So if you are on positive mental attitude, positive, that positive mental attitude has the power to attract wealth, success, happiness, and health. But if you're in the negative side, what will happen? You now attract what? You now attract, it will be able to repel success, repel happiness, and health. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? It is able to repel success. So what am I really talking about today? What am I really saying? Napoleon Hill in this place is telling you that this morning, if you have positive mental attitude, if your attitude is positive, then what is going to happen? You have wealth, success, happiness, and health. Why not just smile this morning? What do you think that makes you become so angry? You see, when you start your day with anger, every small thing annoys you. Every small thing offends you. Every small thing makes you sad. Even when people are joking with you, you take it so serious. Come on, friend, you got to smile. You know what I'm telling you? You just got to smile. It is very, very possible for you to have a blessed day. It is very possible. Just apply this principle. It works. Positive mental attitude. Positive attitude. Your attitude needs to be positive. That is what he said. Then he went down and talked about a man called S.B. Fuller. I wish we have enough time to read this. Perhaps the story of S.B. Fuller will illustrate how it works. We are poor not because of God. S.B. Fuller was one of seven children of a black tenant farmer in Louisiana. He started to work at the age of five. By the time he was nine, he did what? At the time he was nine, he was driving mules. There was nothing usual in this. The children of most of the farmers went to work early. These families accepted poverty as their lot and asked for no better. They just accept poverty. Other farmers, the children of other farmers accept poverty. You know, that's how, that maybe it's from God. God makes us to be poor. That was the attitude. That is called a negative mental attitude. But young Fuller was different from his friends in one way. He had a remarkable mother. A remarkable mother that is positive. This woman was positive. Even though they had stayed, they were poor, but she was still positive. She think big. She think positive. She was in a positive angle. He said, young Fuller was different from his friend in one way. He had a remarkable mother. His mother refused to accept this hand-to-mouth existence from her children, though it was all she had ever known. She just knew about poverty, but she never accepted. So people just know about sadness. That is how they know. That is their life all through. So people just know about sickness, know about death, everything. Oh, my mother died in my family. Everybody died at young age, at the age of 60. That is what they have in their mind, believing that when at the age of 60, they will die old. They will die young. That is all what they know. S.B. Fuller, at that level, what they have, even though they were poor, but other families, they believe that, oh, no, it's from God. This poverty is from God. No. The mother said, no, it's not from God. I don't believe that. I hate poverty. So what are we talking about? We are not talking about poverty. Today's this is not just poverty. If you believe in your heart that it is possible to have a blessed day, I'm telling you, you will have a blessed day. You will have a blessed day. It's just what you believe. This woman believes that it is possible for her to have a blessed day. It's possible for her to be rich. It's possible for her children to be rich, even though in this state they are poor. No. I reject it. You got to reject some certain things in your life. Do you understand? You got to reject it now. Even though you don't see it come to pass now, it will come to definitely, as you reject it, is in motion. It will definitely come to pass. Accept your day as blessed. And God created this day as a blessed day for you. Don't accept, yesterday things weren't good. I know maybe today it will be like that. Don't accept it. Yesterday wasn't good, today will be good. Come on, friend. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Let's read that place very quick, and then we get something out from him. His mother refused to accept this hand-to-mouth existence for her children, though it was all she had ever known. She knew there was something wrong with the fact that her family was barely getting along in a world of joy and plenty. And she used to talk to her son about her dream. We shouldn't be poor. That's what he used to tell Esme Fuller. The woman said, look, we shouldn't be poor. She used to say, and don't ever let me hear you say that it is God's will that we are poor. We are poor not because of God. If you don't have a blessing, don't say it's because of God. Oh, maybe God made it like that. No. It is not. God wants us to have a blessing. God wants to bless our day with fatness. The Bible says he blessed our day with fatness. He crowned our day. Do you understand what I'm saying? He crowned our day with fatness. Jesus, become poor that you might be rich. Listen, attentively, don't allow anybody to deceive you. Don't allow it. That's why you got to read my book called The Bible of Prosperity. Get it and see what is inside of it. That you are meant to have a blessed day. That is what the book is telling you about. It's not just money. You got to have a blessed day. God has programmed it for you. But when you don't believe, it will work. When you believe, it will work. That's why you also need to look for my book called All Things Are Possible to Them That Believe. You don't even need to read everything in the book. Just see the title, All Things Are Possible to Them That Believe, my friend. You are the blessings of God. We shouldn't be poor. This is what the mother said to Esme Fuller. She used to say, and don't ever let me hear you say that it is God's will that we are poor. We are poor not because of God. We are poor because our father has never developed a desire to become rich. No one in our family has ever developed a desire to be anything else. Until you begin to develop that desire. Moses was in the wilderness. Moses was there taking care of sheep. He was there taking care of Jethro's sheep for 40 years. But he never believed that is his position. He still believes that one day Yahweh will come and deliver the children of Israel, and he will use him. Do you understand? And because he still had that faith, even where he was, one day God appeared in a burning bush. So God is watching at your heart. When your attitude is positive, one day it will come to pass. Do you understand? Hear what this woman said. He said, she used to say, he said, we are poor because, father has never, his husband has never developed a desire to become rich. No one in our family has ever developed a desire to be anything else. When you don't desire to be anything else, that is who you will be. Don't mind where you are today. I'm telling you the truth. A time will come. All your dreams will come to pass. Do you understand? He said, that woman said, no one has developed a desire to be wealthy. This idea becomes so deeply ingrained in Fuller's mind that it changed his whole life. Fuller listened to his mother. And when the mother was telling him, listen, they were poor. Do you understand what I'm telling you? They were poor. But this woman said, I don't believe in this poverty. She had what we call a positive mental attitude. What is your own positive mental attitude? Even towards your children. Have you ever told your children, look, you will become great? That I don't even believe in the state I am today, that we are meant to be great. You've got to speak life into your children. You don't say because you are poor, you want your children to be poor. No. Tell your children you disagree with poverty. It is not the will of God that they should rise up and shine. Do you understand? I may not have time to read all these plays for you, but I want you to understand this is what Napoleon Hill books tell us. You know what I'm telling you? Begin to have positive mental attitude every morning. Even as you're sleeping, believe that you are created to make it in this life. Believe you are created to have a blessed day. Believe you are created to bless people. Believe you are created to cook and give to people to eat. Cook for those who don't have. Believe that you will be a voice like Martin Luther King. He believed that he will be a voice for those that do not have voice. Do you understand? You got to desire big. You got to think big. You got to dream big. Even in that situation. All the great people, that is what they do. They don't mind the level they are. They just believe that something good, even inventions. People who invent all these things, right? Invent the internet, invent aeroplane and all those things. They think big. They think out of the box. It didn't come one day. It's just not that they just think that it comes. It took time. But they keep on thinking and believing that it will work. People like Thomas Edison. People like Henry Ford. Look at all these people. The Wright brothers. This is what the same thing they do. So first, if you go and check their background is not that solid. But because they dream, they believe that this thing needs to be done. Look at it. Look at computers. Every day it changes. New things are changing. Look at that computer. You can have a small. Look at your phone. You can even use it and do whatever you want to do. Things are happening. And these people don't have different. They don't have. I want you to understand. They don't have three heads. They are humans like us. But because they desire. Because they think different. You cannot begin to think different, my friend. Don't mind where you are. Just start from there. Think different. It costs you nothing. There's a place that I want to read here today. Then I go into what I want to give you real quick. I believe I should get that place for you so that you will not go without having something great in your life. Okay, this is the place I want you to have now. Just write it down. He said, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose by trying. Success is achieved and maintained by those who keep trying with positive mental attitude. This is what Napoleon Hill is talking about. You understand? You lose nothing of trying. You keep on trying. Even if you try and fail, no problem. Keep on going. You try. That's the ladder of success. If you try, you fail. You don't sit there. You keep on trying. You keep on trying. Like someone like Napoleon Hill, about 10,000. Someone like Thomas Edison, he failed in his research. He failed about 10,000 times. But he didn't stop. He kept on moving forward. The story of Abraham Lincoln. Read. Just go and read about him. He didn't mind the failures. He kept on moving ahead. Because even in the Napoleon book, in Think and Grow, he said that in every adversity, there's a seed of benefit. In every failure, there's a seed of benefit. Do you understand? So I want you to get it right today. That if you really want to make it in this life, your positive mental attitude should be right. So now I want to bless you with something in the Bible. I'm going to read this place in the Bible, just a few verses, then I close for today. Let's see what God really said in the Bible. In Isaiah chapter 60, this is what God said. I will start from 1. He said, arise, he's talking to you. He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Before he will tell you to arise, it means you didn't arise. It means maybe you are down. It means maybe you are so sad. It means maybe you are filled with problems. Maybe you are filled with a lot of weights. But God said, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, and the Gentiles, have come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up thy eyes round about. He's telling you that even the Gentiles and kings will come to your light. So already he said, you are the light of the world. You need to shine like a star. You understand what I'm telling you? There's a place I want us to catch. There's a place I really want us to understand. Verse 16. Verse 16 of Isaiah Gospel, chapter 60. He said something. He said, thou shalt also suck the milk of Gentiles, and shall suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. When you have time, read the whole of that 60. He's telling you how God is out to bless your day. Kings will feed you. You suck the breast of kings. You know what I'm telling you? He said, it's not your own making, it's the making of God. He said, thou shalt also suck the milk of Gentiles, and shall suck the breast of kings, And thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior. For brass I will bring gold. Verse 17 says, for brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy executors righteous. God is saying that, he's making you to understand that, look, he will make a miracle in your life. Everything he's telling you is just miracle. That he's telling you it is his grace that will work it out for you. The grace of God that will do it for you, the unmerited favor. Even though you don't deserve it, he's going to do it for you. Just be positive. Do you understand? Have that positive mental attitude. Be positive. That is what he's telling you today. You know, as you go to your office, be positive. Smile with everybody. Laugh it out. You see someone, smile. Tell the person, how are you doing? You are blessed. Say something good to somebody. Those are all positive attitudes. As you bless them, God takes that word you said and bless you back. Bless somebody. Prophesy good into people's life. That today will be a good day for you. I see you shine. I see you look so beautiful. You look so handsome. You can say something good to somebody. As you do that, God will pay it back to you. Do you understand? That is the easiest way to make your day blessed. Bless your manager, bless your company, bless your friends, bless everyone that considers, bless your family. Call somebody and bless, oh, how are you? It's been long, I've not seen you. Talk something good to that person. That is how you make your day blessed. I'm so happy to have you in this radio show this morning, and I want you to understand it is possible for you to have a blessed. That is this where I'm going to close for the day. I'll see you again tomorrow. Oh, today is, what do we call today? What do you call today? Today is Friday. Oh, when I was growing up, it's a show they used to call, Thank God Today is Friday. A lot of people love Friday so much. Friday is like Christmas to some people. Friday is like Thanksgiving to some people. You know, because Friday is the day some people go to a lot of places. But I want you to tell you, you can use that Friday as a blessing. Instead of you to go to a place that will put you in trouble, use it to go to a place that will make you good. That's positive mental attitude. Go to a good place. If you know you are going to a bar where they will shoot you or kill you or something will happen to you, if the negative mental attitude is telling you to go there or telling you to do something bad, why not stop going there? So that your day will be blessed. You understand what I'm telling you? It's not too much about it. You have the choice to make your day blessed because God has given you already. There's a place you don't need to go. That place that you know, they have negative mental attitude, telling you go there or telling you to go and do some stupid things. Don't do it. Because stupid things is just in a slight second. After you finish, your eyes will open. You see, that is the problem when people smoke weed. Sometimes when people smoke weed or sniff cocaine or do all these things, because they don't know themselves. After they don't mess up within 1 minute, when they're in trouble, you discover their eyes will open. But when they are doing it, their eyes will open. That's why it's not good to get drunk. Like some people today, they will want to get drunk. They will go to club, and some people will even lose their life. You got to think well. Have a positive mentality. I'm just advising you. You can also advise your children. You can also advise your husband. You can also advise your wife. Come on, it's time for you to talk to somebody. Maybe God wants to use you to bless somebody today. Somebody that may want to lose his life, or may want to lose his leg, or may not want to lose one of his eyes. You can talk to somebody. God wants to use you to win somebody. You know what I'm telling you? Oh, thank God today is Friday. Some people will mess up themselves. And they've spoiled a lot of things. So I want you to understand today, your day is blessed. It is blessed. It is possible to have a blessing. But the choice is on you. Either to choose to be in the positive mental attitude, PMA, or to be in the negative mental attitude, which is the NMA. So you just you. Make it. Make it. Make good use of the day. That's it. And you see, things will begin to happen in a better way in your life. Do you understand what I'm telling you? So thank you for tuning in. I will see you again tomorrow by the special grace of God. But just remember, this show is always every Monday by 5 p.m. You can also invite me if you want to. You can go to my website, the John C. Maxwell Group. com/Emmanuel Doyle. Just go there. You see a form. Fill it out. If you want me to come around and speak in your place and speak in your organization, or you want me to come in on your training, or anyhow you want me, just want to book me, go there. Fill in the form. It will come in. Or you can call me. My number is very, I think my number is everywhere in the internet. You, in my Facebook, I think you have my number. Just call me. We can always talk together. As long as you have 50 people, maybe you have 30 people, whatever, we can always talk, even leadership. So I want you to understand your day is blessed. Have a blessed day, friend. I'll see you again. Do you understand? Stay cool. You understand? Stay cool. Or stay out of trouble. People say, stay out of trouble. As I tell you, stay out of, tell someone else, stay out of trouble today. And have positive mental attitude. Have enough time to think. Think positive. Think well. So have a blessed day. We see you again by the grace of God tomorrow. Bye for now.